Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 72 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Rain. 71 degrees.
WHCPT.
Okay, let's try this. It's a WBH, that's it.
Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees.
W8FU.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees.
WPHE monitoring. Morning, Walt. WBAE from W8FU. WBAD from W8FU.
Yes, he's still sleeping.
No, I heard him. He put out a call about 10 minutes ago or so. And I couldn't get off the phone for a minute. By the time I got on the phone and called him back, he was gone. So, ah, well.
Maybe that was me. I don't know. About 10 minutes ago, I called out, but I didn't hear him. But anyway.
Well, unless he was on worldwide DMR, it was definitely him somewhere on one of the radios, or GMRS. So it had to be one of those three. My bet's on here.
Yeah, you usually only hear him here or on Zombie Alert.
Roger. So where on the freeway is your automobile at this particular time?
I am coming up on the Flint Airport.
Roger. I'm guessing you're on a Flint repeater. Sounding good.
Yeah, on the hollow hearing feature, but I don't know. Flint repeater covers, or the hollow repeater covers everything the Flint repeater does.
Jeez, oh, Pete, traffic is just a bitch today.
Isn't it every day?
I don't know. I generally don't have people. First of all, it's way more congested than usual trying to get off of 59 onto Elizabeth. This bad. I usually can find a spot to get out in the traffic, but I just couldn't. It was just never ending. And then I finally found a spot. People are oblivious. I'm trying to get over, and nobody's. Everybody's just running up, trying to, like, fill the gap up, make sure I can't get over. Almost missed my damn turn after the roundabout. But I'm finally on the road, on Elizabeth, heading toward the shop.
Yeah, Elizabeth's usually, nobody goes on roads. I'm glad I don't have to drive 59 every day anymore. I don't know what we were thinking, buying a house right off M59.
Hey, what do you know? They finally started tearing down the old jail, parts of the old jail. Been driving by it. They started it last week, and I've been wondering when a wall was going to come down. Looks like finally.
No more Hackle Hilton, or are they even older than that?
Well, they're keeping the most iconic part, the tower, some other various stuff, but everything in the north end of the campus is getting raised, and a whole new sections going in there. So there'll be the housing units and the towers, and then this new central intake and assessment center in the north part of the campus. Anyhow, it's pretty impressive project. We'll see, though. All right, I'm here. I'm going to get inside. W8FU after yours.
Yeah, that's got to be a heck of a project to take on a jail with inmates in there and having all the tools and everything. This is going to be a security nightmare. But anyway, 7-3-CDB.
Well, the areas that they're demolishing, you know, aren't some parts that weren't even, couldn't even use anymore. They were not suitable. So it's all vacated. They're not doing anything in the parts that are a security issue. All right, later. W8FU. WB8E monitoring.
Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy, 70 degrees.
WB8E monitoring.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy, 71 degrees.
November 8, Alpha Echo. November 8, Alpha Echo.
Coffee. Sean, you still around, and a KPP.
Thank you.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees.
WATI check.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 74 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees.
NAKPP. KABP.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Rain. 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees.
NAKPP. WAFU. Good day, sir. How goes the struggles? Oh, not bad. Heading out. Go home, figure out if this Ozempic is starting to kick in. It was very weird this afternoon. Yeah, I'm reasonably sure that that's it, but not a doctor. Although I do watch some doctor TV shows, but yeah, my best guess would be if that's it. There's really nothing you can do about it now. You're kind of stuck with it for a week. Oh, I don't like the queasy feeling or anything like that. I know that'll pass, but that's no big deal. I'm okay with the lack of appetite. That's ideal. I think that's the plan. But no, I'm just curious how long it took to kick in, and I think it kicked in today. So there you have it. We'll see. Anywho, looks like it's squalled here a little bit. Everything is pretty wet. I did not have any inkling of it inside the office. Very good. I just watched a real interesting video just going down the road, which is a big no-no, about the connecting of GMRS radios. They're expecting the FCC to make some sort of ruling on it, but this person, and he was a ham, his take on it was, after watching some of the speakers about it, that the intention of the GMRS was to be an appliance-type solution, and the intention of the ham radio was to be an experimental-type solution. And the GMRS stuff is all supposed to be type 90-something accepted, and that's kind of not happening. So apparently it's on their mind. So things may be staying the same, or things may be changing in that world. Don't know.
Oh, we're well aware of it. It's been going on for some time. And there's no opinion on it. You know, that is a service that has a very type accepted, you know, very specific set. And yes, we're experimental. We don't have type acceptance at all over here. So we can use anything over here. We're responsible for its compliance with the rules and the regulations. They cannot. They must use things that are type accepted and locked, etc. But that doesn't really speak to the issue of linking at all. That's a completely different argument. And they still haven't codified anything in the acts. They've got some speaker. They got a speaker. They've got something else. And, there's been some discussions about it legally, whatnot. And so we are watching it very closely, and whatever, a bunch of standalone repeaters, I guess, if they officially come out and clarify their language.
Yeah, it was interesting. You probably know all this stuff, but and I'm still learning a lot of this stuff, but the part I got out of it, you know, they use the word no telephone. Now, they're not sure what the reasoning for the telephone was, just to keep you from linking it, because that was the only method of linking back then, or did it have something to do with the telephone monopoly, or, you know, and I guess that's what they said that they were looking for the clarification on, which was, it was quite interesting. It was like some FCC forum or something like that, and there were a lot of people there, and they were all talking about it, but basically, at the end of the video, no decision.
Hold on, I got all sorts of jacked up stuff going on here on GrowSpec. Road closed to through traffic. I'm all jacked up here. Let me figure out what the hell's going on.
No worries. I'll be here. I'm in New Baltimore, so I should not have a problem. Looks like I'm going to run into a little thunderstorm.
Okay, very weird. I have no idea what the hell's going on. They got GrowSpec completely shut down from just south of 15 to, or just south of 16 to 15, as far as I could see anyhow. Now they got me pushed off into a subdivision snaking around. I don't know what they're going to have me do. Maybe have me come back over to GrowSpec at 15. Don't know. I'm in a big old line of taillights trying to find our way through the subdivision here.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. I heard something interesting the other day, probably a month or two ago, about, you know, these GPS apps that are helping you avoid traffic. Of course, you know, granted, you're being redirected, but they're actually having to write algorithms now in them to keep you from having to go into subdivisions to avoid traffic, because a lot of the communities are starting to complain about all of a sudden their street gets a lot of traffic because, let's say, Google, for example, considers that a shorter route or a less traffic route.
Don't know, but I know my street. It's a long, uninterrupted dirt road. In a lot of traffic comes up and down it to get in and out of our sub instead of taking the, you know, either the main road or some of the secondary roads in and out. I wish they would just put a block it off at the end of the where the dirt transitions to cement. Keep people from using it as a throughway, because it just were tore up all the time. Plus the dust is just terrible.
It'd be interesting to see if Google Maps is rerouting them there, or maybe they just know it. You know, I just thought it was a pretty good take on, somebody said, you know, they're rewriting them to keep you from using that. Because sometimes I do it. You look at, you know, okay, what subdivision can I go through to get around this accident or what have you? And everybody does it. But it is what it is. Other than that, did you get a hold of everybody in Grand Rapids, or busy day? No, kind of low priority. I'll do it when I get a chance. I didn't have any chance. I almost had a minute. I was going to, then I got sidetracked. But now, as far as our street goes, it's always been that way from long before the days of Google. It's always been the highway in and out of our subdivision. So it's just annoying. But it is what it is. It'd be a pain in the arse if they blocked it off, like I'm suggesting. I've seen them do that before, too, where a dirt road, you know, transitions into a subdivision paved. I've seen them block them, you know, just put up no through traffic. And it'd be a pain for me, because that means I could, the only way in and out for me would be all the way down. I'm at the end of it. I'd be right near the blocked-off area. So I'd have to traverse all the way out to the main road and all the way back. But I'd love it. Would keep the road maintenance and the dirt and everything to a minimum. Anyhow, yeah, I'll get a hold of Chris at some point, ask him, but I gotta think long and hard about it. You know, I gotta talk to maybe the guy that asked me to find something and make sure he's game for, you know, for everything it entails. He doesn't want something programmed. You know, I think he wants to get the whole shooting match, so I have to make sure that that's a possibility first. It's not going to get him into anything where he relies on someone else.
Yeah. Well, if he doesn't care about anything digital, that Ocean, what is that, QR10, Q10, Q1, whatever, that's a really nice radio, and that one will do... I can't remember. I know it does 6 meters, it does 220, it does, you know, 2 meter, and does 70 centimeter, and that's a nice radio right in that price range. You know, it's not digital, but it has, I think they call it a quad band. I bought one of them, again, just because, and it comes with two antennas, one for the two lower frequencies and the other one for the other three frequencies. And it's out of the box that way, you know, and it's all opened up in all the hand bands, so that's a nice radio for the money.
You believe he wants CMR, so I don't know why he's having trouble. He's got I think a TYT or two, and he says he can't get the drivers to load on his computer, so he can't program it, and he's just not messing with it, but that doesn't, I don't know, I've never had that problem. I've got the TYT stuff installed on multiple computers, and I've never experienced that problem myself, so I suspect there's something else going on.
Yeah, I think so, too. That TYT, that's the same as that Redditus, right? RC3S or whatever, deal. That's a nice radio. I mean, for the money, you can't beat it. And it's fairly dependable. And that open GD77 firmware, that makes that radio come to life.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really follow any of that. I know that the guys are all gung-ho on some Redivis or something. And I just happen to have the Anytone because a friend of mine was selling it. He said, anybody interested in that, the price is right, so I grabbed it, and a little open spot, hot spot off of them, and it was just a matter of opportunity. Not like I would go search for it. And the funny thing is, I love the radio. It's great. It's a dual band DMR, you know, VHF, UHF radio, and it's one of my favorite radios, really. But I recommended that one, and... But what's to say you wouldn't have the same problem, you know, loading drivers for programming as with a TYT, because they're very similar in that regard.
Yeah, that's true. It sounds to me like he's having more of a computer problem than a radio problem, my guess.
Maybe I'll give him my Anytone, tell him to set it all up on your computer and see if you can figure out how to read and write to it. And if you do, make him a good deal on that. I should sell, like, all my handhelds. And let's see here, what do we got? I'm going to game going back toward growth spec here. What does it say? What does it say? Come on. Utility work ahead. But it does look open, so fingers crossed. Hope we don't get into another bind here.
Hey, I gotta step up for a minute. My 32 miles till empty lake came on, and I'm at the gas pump. I'll throw my call back out. It's not home yet. So say hi back. If not, we'll chat a little bit later. We'll chat maybe on the VoIP. NAKPP.
All right, good timing because I'm coming up on whatever nightmare mess they got going on up here at 15 in growth spec, so I don't know if I'm going to get pushed off. I got to pay attention. Looks, I'm not 100% sure what the hell is going on here. I got to pay attention. All right, have fun. Catch you in a few. W8FU.
No, real quick. I was listening to a little bit of the hearing today about, you know, the Secret Service and all that other political stuff. And what we were talking about the other day, the interoperability, one of the Congress people brought that up. It was quite the conversation. So you get a chance. I'm sure that'll hit some of the hand blogs eventually. But they were talking about the communication electronic.
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to hear all about it. It's going to be interesting indeed. So, all right. Catch ya. W8FU. Yeah.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees.
KD8WGQ testing. KD8WGQ testing. KD8WGQ testing.
This is KD8MSP, your log player.
Copy that, MSP. KD8WGQ clear. Will you stand by for testing the other repeater, W808K?
A firm, I'll switch to it now.
KD8WGQ testing.
Call is a mouthful. If this is ABLI, it seems to be working.
Calling station, repeat that. Sorry, I didn't get that. KD8WGQ.
You said you were testing. I said it seems to be working, but your call seems to be a mouthful there.
Copy that. I appreciate the confirmation.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees.
KDB.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 82 degrees.
JF8BO.
MSP here listening.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 83 degrees.
KK6J, KF8BTI.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny, 82 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly sunny. 79 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 75 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 76 degrees.
KE8TFM,